الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, Sheikh Hamza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, what we're going to be doing is we're going to recite the Munajat al-Sha'baniya. And before doing so, I just wanted to give a little bit of background as to why we're doing that. And then, inshallah, we're going to start the recitation. And then afterwards, depending on the timing, we'll be having a shortened Q&A on the topic of whatever it's been announced in here, something about spirituality, and there's an S word there, spirituality, something. So, as far as why we're doing this particular munajat on this particular night, as you know, this is the first night of the month of Sha'ban. And Sha'ban is a very holy month. It's a month which has been attributed to our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, it's reported that he said, Sha'ban shahri. Sha'ban is my month. Now we know that all months belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of everything. But for the Prophet to take this month and to associate it with him, it means that there's some special connection there between this month and the wilayah of the Prophet, the wilayah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And this is a month of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways that we can understand the greatness, or we can begin to comprehend the greatness of this month, is by looking and seeing what the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam were doing during this month. You know, how did they treat this month differently than the other months? And one of the things that we see that the Ahlul Bayt used to do is that they would recite this particular munajat. If you look at the chain of the reports regarding the how this munajat came to us, in there it says that this munajat was actually composed by Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Now what's amazing, brothers and sisters, is that every one of the imams after him used to recite this munajat as well. Every single one. And as some scholars have commented, we know, where do we have a report for other supplications that all the imams used to recite that supplication? There's something very special about the supplication, this munajat. Now, as far as what is it that's special about it, I'm not one to comment on that. I'm not one to be able to introduce these lofty words. Brother Salman was just saying that in one of Imam Khomeini's books, he has a whole chapter dedicated towards Munajat al-Sha'baniya. And so they themselves are much better, more qualified. But one thing that we can just say is that as we go through it and we try to see the language that's being used, it's something different. And we're used to du'as like Du'a Kumail, Du'a Nudba, Du'a Tawassul, but this is something else. Let me just give you an example. It starts out after the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The Imam alayhi salam says to Allah, wasma' du'a'i idha da'awtuk. Oh Allah, listen to my du'a when I supplicate to you. Okay, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that he listens to the du'as. Right? He's a sami'un alim. He knows everything that's going on. He's aware of everything that's taking place. He hears everything. So why are we telling Allah to hear our du'a? You see, it's not stating facts. It's not about reporting what's going on. It's about talking the language of a slave with his master, with the language of love, of a beloved, and that with what which he is enraptured. And it continues, وَاسْمَعْ نِدَاءِ إِذَا نَادَيْتُكَ. And when I call upon you, then listen to me. وَأَقْبِلْ عَلَيَّ إِذَا نَاجَيْتُكَ. And when I whisper to you, then turn to me. You know, and then فَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I've run away from everything and I'm going towards you. And you can see here that there's a lot of I and a lot of you. A lot of I and you. It's a very intimate conversation that the Imam alayhi salam is having, and he's letting us sort of eavesdrop on that conversation. And then you see that in this particular munajat, many times he refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ilahi. Ilahi. He doesn't say Ya Allah or Allahumma or Ya Rabbi, which are all, you know, very magnificent ways of calling upon Allah. But when he says ilahi, it's a very special term of endearment, of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahi meaning like my ilah, the object of worship, but ilahi, my object, or my, the one that I worship, the one to whom I turn to, and I turn to no one else. And so on and so forth, until it reaches the point where there's one line here, which is, you know, been the great scholars have described that this line. If you want to find one sort of sentence which encapsulates like the entirety of spirituality, or the entire plea that a servant should have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's this line. Anybody know what that line is? Which line is it that Imam Khomeini, for example, focuses on from this Munajat al-Sha'waniya? Ilahi habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. Oh my God, you know, grant me with the perfection of cutting off from everything but you and coming towards you. Ilahi habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. Wa anir absar qulubina bi dhiya'i nadariha ilayk. And enlighten our eyes with the light of being able to gaze upon you. And then it continues into things that maybe we don't even understand the reality of what's being said, but we know that it's very lofty and very deep. So alhamdulillah, we've been blessed tonight to have the presence of Sheikh Hamza, who, as you can tell from his coughing, he has a cold, but he's agreed to at least recite a portion of the Munajat, inshallah, so we can all try to benefit from that. We're hoping to have the projector, but the projector decided not to cooperate with us tonight. It's loss, you know. So inshallah, we'll try to translate some lines here and there, and brothers and sisters, inshallah, we'll try to just open up their hearts to try to picture Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam on such a night, pleading and crying and wailing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these words. Try to get into the feeling of it. These type of events, it's good to learn, it's good to discuss and hear other people's opinions. Alhamdulillah, we had a magnificent sort of a really inspiring session right now, where we heard people's own composition. But let's hear from the Ahlul Bayt right now and try to get inspired that way. That's also a very important component of such gatherings. And inshallah, afterwards, as I said, we'll continue with a short Q&A. Please recite salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لولي الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Brothers and sisters, we've entered the month of Sha'ban. We've gotten that much closer to the month of Ramadan. If we're able to purify ourselves gradually, starting from Rajab, which is finished, and then Sha'ban, the effects of Ramadan will be enormous. The nights of Qadr will be different. Let's take the opportunity. Let's remember and make this pledge. Let's not allow this month to be just like the others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wasma' du'ai idha da'au. Hear my call and prayer when I speak to you. Wasma' nida'i idha nadaytuk. When I call you from a distance, hear from me. وأقبل علي إذا ناجيتك. And when I want to whisper to you and have an intimate conversation, turn to me, Ya Allah. فقد هربت إليك. I've run to you. ووقفت بين يديك مستكينا لك متضرعا إليك راجيا لما لديك ثوابي وتعلم ما في نفسي وتخبر حاجتي وتعرف ضميري ولا يخفى عليك أمر منقلبي ومثواي وما أريد أن أبدأ به من منطقي وأتفوه به من طلبتي وأرجو لعاقبتي وقد جرت مقاديرك علي يا سيدي فيما يكون مني إلى آخر عمري من سريرتي وعلانيتي. وبيدك لا بيد غيرك زيادتي ونقصي ونفعي وضري. Everything is in your hands and in no one else's hands. What you will increase in my creed and what you will deprive me of, what will benefit me and what will harm me, it's all in your hands. Ilahi, in haramtani, فمن ذا الذي يرزقني. If you deprive me, who's the one that will provide for me. وإن خذلتني فمن ذا الذي ينصرني. إلهي أعوذ بك من غضبك وحلول سخطك. إلهي إن كنت غير مستأهل لرحمتك فأنت أهل أن تجود علي بفضل سعتك. إلهي كأني بنفسي واقفة بين يديك وقد أضلها حسن توكلي عليك، فقلت ما أنت أهل وتغمدتني بعفوك. إلهي إن عفوت فمن أولى منك بذلك. If you forgive me, who's better than you to forgive. وإن كان قد دنا أجلي ولم يدنني منك عملي، فقد جعلت الإقرار بالذنب إليك وسيلتي. Who knows? Only you know when you will take my life, Ya Allah. Brothers and sisters, this is a reality. I know plenty of people who left this world at an early age. We may be leaving this world next moment, next morning, next day, next week, next month, God knows. Ya Allah, if I haven't done things that will cause me to accomplish your proximity, I will cause and I will put before you my confession to all my sins as a tool and instrument to reach your proximity. Ilahi, قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. إلهي قد جرت على نفسي في النظر لها فلها الويل إن لم تغفر لها. O Allah, when I look to the future, if I foresee that you will not forgive me, then there will be nothing but wail or woe to me and the fire of hell. فلا تقطع درك عني في مماتي.
O Allah, throughout my life, you have never ceased to pour your blessings down upon me. So do not end your blessings after I leave this world. إلهي كيف أيسو من حسن نظرك لي بعد مماتي وأنت لم توليني إلا الجميل في حياتي. When I look upon my life, I see, O Allah, that you have done nothing for me but beauty. How can I despair of your beauty after my life in this world? إلهي تولى من أمري ما أنت أهله وعد علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله. إلهي قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى. إلهي قد أحسنت إلي إذ لم تظهرها لأحد من عبادك الصالحين فلا تفضحني يوم القيامة على رؤوس الأشهاد. O Allah, your tradition with me and your custom with me in this world has been to cover my sins and to hide them from others. So how can I be among those who will have their sins be exposed to the public on the Day of Judgment? إلهي جودك بسط أملي وعفوك أفضل من عملي. إلهي فسرني بلقائك يوم تقضي فيه بين عبادك. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغني عن قبول عذره فاقبل عذري يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيئون. إلهي لا ترد حاجتي ولا تخيب طمعي ولا تقطع منك رجائي وأملي. Oh my God, oh Allah, do not cut off my hope in you. Do not cut off the desire I have for you and your mercy. Do not let me leave this session of munajat being disappointed and not having you answer me. إلهي لو أردت هواني لم تهدني ولو أردت فضيحتي لم تعافني. إلهي ما أظنك تردني في حاجة قد أفنيت عمري في طلبها منك. إلهي فلك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا يزيد ولا يبيد كما تحب وترضى. Wallah, I am so thankful to you. For you there is praise forever and ever. إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك، وإن أخذتني بذنوبي أخذتك بمغفرتك، وإن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك. Oh Allah, if you should take me account to account for my sins, I will take you to account for your forgiveness and mercy. Oh Allah, if you should enter me into the fire of hell, I will let those who are there know that I love you. إلهي إن كان صغرا في جنب طاعتك عملي. I do not place hopes in my deeds, but what do I place hope in, Ya Allah? فقد كبر في جنب رجائك عملي. إلهي كيف أنقلب من عندك بالخيبة محروما، وقد كان حسن ظني بجودك أن تقلبني بالنجاة مرحوما. إلهي وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السهو عنك. Oh Allah, when I look upon my life until this point, I admit to you that I've wasted my years in the evilness of being neglectful of you. I have spent my youth being intoxicated with the world and being away from you. But now I have come back to you, I have awakened to your remembrance. وَبْلَيْتُ شَبَابِي فِي سَكْرَةِ التَّبَاعُدِي مِنْكِ إلهي فلما استيقظ أيام اغتراري بك وركوني إلى سبيل سخطك. إلهي وأنا عبدك وابن عبدك قائم بين يديك متوسل بكرمك إليك. إلهي أنا عبد أتنصل إليك مما كنت أواجهك به من قلة استحياء من نظرك، وأطلب العفو منك إذ العفو نعت لكرمك. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك، وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك، ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك. Oh Allah, what is that one factor that allowed me to move away from your disobedience? It was only in those times that you awakened me to your love. When you place your love in my heart, Oh Allah, I do not wish to do anything but obey you. So please give me that love and remove the traces of ghaflat from my heart. إلهي انظر إلي نظر من ناديته فأجابك، واستعملته بمعونتك فأطاعك. يا قريبا لا يبعد عن المغتر به، ويا جوادا لا يبخل عمن رجا ثوابه. إلهي هب لي قلبا يدني منك شوقا. Oh Allah, grant me a heart that will Take me towards you and be filled with passion and remembrance of you. وَلِسَانًا يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْكَ صِدْقًا وَنَظَرًا يُقَرِّبُهُ مِنْكَ حَقًّا إِلَهِي إِنَّ مَنْ تَعَرَّفَ بِكَ غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ وَمَنْ لَاذَ بِكَ غَيْرُ مَخْذُولٍ وَمَنْ أَقْبَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُ مَمْلُوكٍ إِلَهِي إِنَّ مَنْ انْتَهَجَ بِكَ لَمُسْتَنِيبٌ وإن من اعتصم بك لمستجيب وقد لولت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام مرج زيادة من محبتك إلهي وألهمني ولها بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك إلهي بك عليك إلا ألحقتني بمحل أهل طاعتك والمثوى الصالح من مرضاتك فإني لا أقدر لنفسي دفعا ولا أملك لها نفعا إلهي أنا عبدك الضعيف والمذنب O Allah, I am but your servant and your slave, the one who is da'if, the one who is a sinner. Wa mamlukuka al-munib. You are in complete ownership of me. Fala taj'alni mimman saraftu an wajhak wa hajabahu sahwuhu an afwik. Do not place me among those whom you have turned your glance away from. Ilahi, Ilahi, habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. Wa anir abasar qulubina bidhiya'i nadariha ilayk. Look at the plea of Imam Ali alayhi salam with this munajat. He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the most loftiest of requests. O Allah, cut me off from everything but you. Make the eyes of my heart filled with your light so that I can glance upon you. So that I can pierce the veils of light and I can enter into the treasure store of your greatness. And so that my soul can become attached to the place of your holy sanctity and excellence. Ilahi habli kamal al-inqita'i ilayk. وأنر أبصار قلوبنا بضياء نظرها إليك حتى تخرق أبصار القلوب حجب النور فتصل إلى معدن العظمة وتصير أرواحنا معلقة بعز قدسك إلهي واجعلني ممن ناديته فأجابك ولاحظته فصعق لجلالك فناجيته سرا وعمل لك جهرا إلهي لم أسلط على حسن ظني قنوط الإياس ولا انقطع رجائي من جميل كرمك. I will never let go of my hope in the beauty of your generosity and nobleness. إلهي إن كانت الخطايا قد أسقطتني لديك فاصفح عني بحسن توكلي عليك إلهي، إن حطتني الذنوب من مكارم لطفك فقد نبهني اليقين إلى كرم عطفك. إلهي، إن أنامتني الغفلة عن الاستعداد للقائك فقد نبهتني المعرفة بكرم آلائك. إلهي، إن دعاني إلى النار عظيم عقابك، إلهي إن دعاني إلى النار عظيم عقابك فقد دعاني إلى الجنة جزيل ثوابك. إلهي، فلك أسأل وإليك أبتهل وأرغم. Oh Allah, it is you that I call upon. It is you that I depend upon. It is you that I desire. وأسألك أن تصلي على محمد وآل محمد وأن تجعلني ممن يديم ذكرك ولا ينقض عهدك ولا يغفل عن شكرك ولا يستخف بأمرك. إلهي، وألحقني بنور عزك الأبهج فأكون لك عارفا وعن سواك منحرفا ومنك خائفا مراقبا. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وصلى الله على محمد رسوله وآله الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا.